This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 18th of August, 1960. The title of this lecture is Organization Programs. This lecture is 35 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, now that Peter's dug me out here, this is what? What is it on this planet? What? Hey, you people are all out of agreement. Well, this is Thursday of the second week of the First St. Hill ACC. We at least got agreement on that. Peter had to come and dig me out of the paper. Every once in a while, why, the administrative lines get very interesting. Nobody can hold down my post. It's not possible. I was checking it out the other day. I said, nobody could hold down this post on research, just coordinator, director of research. Nobody could hold that down. That's 1 1/2 full-time jobs, all right? That's good. Let's see. Nobody could hold down this administrative post. That's impossible. That's 2 full-time jobs. Now we have 3 1/2 full-time jobs. Nobody could possibly do the amount of personal contact and so forth that has to be done on this post. That would require a full-time job as a host or hostess or interviewer or something of the sort. And you combine that with press and public relations. That's a full-time post. Nobody could hold that post down either. By the time you get up to about, it keeps going like this. You get up to about 18 posts, see? And nobody could hold down any one of these posts. So I'm obviously running responsibility, you see, or being responsible for things that are not possible. So that someday will make an interesting process for my auditor. What impossibility could you be responsible for? Well, we have a lot of motion and action in Scientology. Practically every office in the world, and these are now pretty big swarming offices, believe me, develop their own individualities as they mesh into the particular social framework of the continent that they are located on. They are precisely of a pattern, but their problems are all different. In Australia, maybe we're on the side of the government, maybe we're not, who knows, sort of a thing. But the social strata of the society, it's right on our side, pioneering-type society. And everything is firing off there on a basis of build a new country sort of thing, you see. And their all-out program is proofing everybody against disease. They're not fighting the medical association, and they're not curing people. But their particular program they're going out on right now is fighting just disease proneness. Nobody will be sick. Of course, this may be hard economically on some strata of the society. In the United States, all you got to do is agree with the United States government and they shoot you down. I mean, that's a dangerous proceeding. That's practically a fact. So you really don't know whether you're on the side of the United States government or against the United States government. You see, you never can quite find out. Or if there is one. Or if each one of the bureaus or something operates as a totally independent government of the United States. It's quite confusing. All kinds of wild things go on all the time. But it's for sure the government is always in your lap. always. You always have the government with you. They're walking around the building someplace. They're either from the housing or zoning authorities or for their... This is true of any business in the United States, isn't it? You have to have special sections to interview and satisfy the tax people. They're always in the building. And they're always in the building, you know. And we're going to build a lounge now. And I would dare say that people in that lounge, the government officials, you see, being ushered into the lounge, will probably, well, factually, probably find out that there are other departments in the government. And this would be very surprising to them. They've probably never met. And I think the best program that we have for the United States is to build this lounge and leave lots of literature around in it and gradually reform the various agents of the government one by one. Lord knows there's enough of them come in. And aside from that, just beyond that, you just have to sort of neglect it and go on about your business. What you do one day is illegal in the next day. You're never quite sure about any of that. But the public at large is fairly enthusiastic, but people are terrific. And the auditors are getting better and better. They're pretty good. And the various centers and so forth are expanding quite rapidly. And we're in Washington, New York, and Los Angeles. And then we have some other offices around in the country that are less officially offices, but nevertheless are quite busy. And the country at large is very busy. It makes a tremendous volume of traffic. But we're not ever a governmental organization. We're humanitarians, not politicians. And a humanitarian can only work in an area of relative order. I just say you have an awful hard time working in a total confusion. If there was no government there at all and so forth, and you have to wear all the hats of government, why, you certainly can't do anything in your own lines, one way or the other. But government has been bearing down so heavily upon us that the organizations now around the world have just had created a brand new department in HASI, which is the Department of Government Affairs. There's that much traffic with governments. And as they disintegrate or break up or unable to wear their hats or do their jobs, to function in a society, it is necessary to keep a certain amount of order. And the fatal step has already been taken of creating departments of government affairs. These departments are very small departments, of course, but they're manned by some of the best personnel. They're just going into action. And that's some effort to cope with this enormous amount of traffic in the field of government. In view of the fact that we're not a political organization, we'd help them run communism if they'd let us. It seems peculiar that we would inherit this much traffic, and yet we do inherit that much traffic. So therefore, it's quite obvious that we've moved into the third and fourth dynamics, and we're into the third and fourth dynamics so heavily, without any decision particularly of our own, but just because we exist on Earth today, if we're in the third and fourth dynamics so heavily that we cannot cope with their administrative traffic, it's their administrative traffic, why do we have to establish a department in the organization to handle it? We have to be very careful that that department doesn't continue to expand. What could happen right at that point? What could happen? The fact that we have to handle this much governmental traffic, not answering up to the government, you understand, but just governmental affairs. Stuff going through the offices, association secretaries, HCO secretaries, pulled off continually to handle parliaments, legislatures, to advise people about what to say about what bills and things of this character. Government matters. Began here in England in a very tiny way a long time ago, and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and more. Well, it means we're into the third and fourth, and we're into the third and fourth very heavily. And unless there's a tremendously effective government on each one of these continents, which is doing all of its jobs and wearing all of its hats, it makes a vacuum, and it pulls us into that vacuum. That's rather fantastic. It doesn't matter how much money a government collects. It doesn't matter how many employees it has. It doesn't matter how much armed forces it employs. Its business is government. And the amount of personnel in an office doesn't mean necessarily that an organization is doing its job, you see? And if their business of government, which is sovereignty over the lands and individuals of the people within their borders, and if they don't do that exact job, then other people get pulled into doing that job for them. Now, unless they improve in a hurry, they'll be abdicating, and it won't be just us. It won't be just us that'll fill in the vacuum, don't you see? This must be happening to other organizations. And therefore, because you enter this much traffic line, you've got to move on up on your awareness. And a Scientologist today has got to get off his automaticity if it's all being taken care of. Go look. You find nothing but a hole there, man. Just go look and see what happens on these alleged command posts and things like that where people are supposed to be doing their jobs. Just go look. You'll be appalled. We'll go look at some little office like Customs down here. Customs doing the job of being Customs? Customs was initially originated to collect revenues for the government. That's all. And to enforce the sovereign's ability to collect taxes on various goods in the country. That's all. That's all Customs was for. Well, it isn't for that today. It's to stop goods. I don't care what their literature says. Go down and look. And there's these tremendous ridges of material trying to get into the country. There are enormous mountains of material. And after you look over all the paperwork associated with one package or one basket or something of the sort coming in, when you look over this tremendous quantity of paperwork, you find out that it's normally let in without getting much revenue. I'm sure people would rather pay the revenue and have the goods. But they are neither letting the goods in or collecting money to the degree that they should, don't you see? If they're supposed to be collecting revenues from the crown or doing something like that, why don't they? Well, this is symptomatic of government today. The notorious Food Drug Administration of the United States, which you don't have yet in England, does nothing whatsoever, but pass automatically any large corporation's drug. Instantaneously, it's for sale. That it's released by certain large corporations is enough for the Food and Drug Administration, regardless of what it is, to say, well, that's okay. Any other drug, that's not okay. In other words, it's passed on the company label. And the weird things they've done lately, they have released drugs which are completely lethal. Well, Congress got interested in this belatedly. But they've actually been trying to monitor Scientology while letting psychiatrists put out short-circuited electric shock machines. The Food and Drug Administration has pretended that it had purview over e-meters. But the basic principle of e-meters is a century old. They've been manufactured and sold and so forth. Now, we've refined it and redesigned the circuit, but it's doing the same thing they've always done, just a Wheatstone bridge. And all of a sudden, the Food Drug Administration is terribly interested in these e-meters. Patients all over in hospitals dying, getting broken spines, getting all their teeth knocked out with electric shock machines, and they're interested in an e-meter. It isn't that they're against Scientology. They haven't that much view. They can't see far enough to know that they're against anything. It's just the fumble of government, don't you see? Now, you can get pretty paranoid looking at these governments. you can get pretty darn paranoid. You can say, well, they're Guinness. They're Guinness. They're down on Scientology. Or they're down on Dianetics. Or they're down on organizations and so forth. Well, you're in for a surprise. Go next door to the life insurance company. Life insurance company has already gotten equally sure that the government is down on life insurance and down on them personally and so forth. See, they're equally certain of this. And you go down to the little grocery store on the corner that doesn't make enough money a week practically pay the clerks, and you say to that fellow, well, how are you making out with the government? And he just turns to sort of white, and then he goes kind of blue, and he puffs for a little while, and he says, well, I don't know what they've got against me personally. And I have become acutely aware of the fact that we are all too prone to think that somebody's gunning for us. Any government that is getting tremendously violent in its government, or careless, or incapable in its government, sort of gives you the opinion that there's something personal in their incapabilities, don't you think? Yet from where I sit in these organizations and so forth, the governments are not against us. Sometimes I ask for the most outrageous favors from governments. I just ask for the moon with a fence around it. And they spend a little time, maybe, digging it up. But they always send it to us. There's nothing personal. If there's anything against Scientology or against me, or against Dianetics, it's coming from rival organizations which are seeking to stir up governments, you see. But they don't make the grade because the government is again them too. Ah, there's nothing to worry about in this particular field, basically, except be alert and try to make a better government. Either make the government that exists be better, or help the people in the government to do their jobs better. But it's just a basis of people. It's another department of livingness, governments are. And they're having a hard time because the West has almost forgotten how to govern. They don't know quite how to govern anymore. Most of the mechanisms, the old mechanisms they depended on, were the mechanisms of punishment and duress. And you're running into that all over the track right now in your case, in your PC. Punishment and duress. Well, what is punishment but this tremendous effort to intervene? What is this attack against organizations, this apparent attack against insurance companies and grocery stores and churches and social organizations and associations and things like this? What is this but the consistent hammer, hammer, hammer of attempt to intervert? Intervert you. Always appear on the doorstep. Always be serving warrants. Always be handing this and that in. Always give you papers to fill out. Always get your accounts department completely upset trying to fill out the tax forms. Don't you see? It's just a cousin of execution. See? It's introvert. That's all a government knows how to do. And now they can't do it anymore. They cannot do it anymore. Too many overts. They can't do it anymore. And it's the only method they got. Threaten punishment. If you threaten enough punishment, everybody will be good. That's the thing they're going on. And that's the thing any bank you're running on runs into. The fact that that person at one time or another believed that this is the way to control and govern. If you had a bunch of peasants and you were lord of the castle, the thing to do was hang one once in a while. Or beat one once in a while. Treat them with contempt, walk all over them, really sneer. And that kept them enough introverted and feeling enough unimportant and feeling enough bowled over that they wouldn't revolt and they would all work. Oh, but it never worked. Every once in a while, somebody'd go flip and the overt motivator sequence would burn down the castle. It didn't work. But that was the method by which governments were done on this planet and in this universe right up to just about now. And now the government doesn't have really guts enough to go on doing it. There's too many overts, and they just can't do it anymore. All he can do is investigate and kind of nick at you a little bit and claw around at you and so forth. They don't dare suddenly grab some organization's personnel or something like that and take them out on the high road and hang them. The way crime used to be handled down here in France, absolutely outrageous. I myself have been a provost marshal in France. Numerous times. Catch somebody robbing a coach, string them up the nearest oak tree. Zoom. A couple of them look fairly competent, enlist them in the ranks. Very effective if done violently enough. But what does it store up for the future? How about the next body this guy picks up, huh? What's going on from there? Well, it certainly doesn't make the next government any better. It makes it worse. And everybody's been buying the present at the expense of the future to a point where the sands have run out. And that's about all there is to say about it. So they need a new method of government. It's not that we're going to exercise a method of government against the peoples of Earth. But they can no longer move in with enough sensible violence, one character or another, keep everybody that introverted. And when people start to disintrovert, you might say, rather than extrovert, but just disintrovert, of course, what's the first thing they run into? They run to chaos, disorder, thirst for revenge, kill everybody. You know, that's the kind of thing they run into. That's what you ran into in the Congo. That's all. You keep killing men and throwing their bodies in pits and all this sort of thing. Endlessly as a method of controlling men rather than educate them into what is acceptable and a civilized conduct and so forth. All of a sudden, somebody comes along and says, well, you're all free now. Boom! It's like opening the doors of a spin bin. Well, that is just another crazy action. You know, suddenly saying, well, you're all free now. See, that's just another crazy action. Nobody graduated anybody up to freedom. Nobody gave anybody stability to confront this thing. And along with this great freedom, there's also a total collapse of economics going to take place. See? There's also going to be tremendous epidemics of disease because their departments won't operate anymore to keep down disease and so on. This is a crime. Don't look at it any other way. Just a crime. Just taking away from people what order they have and not using the order they have to graduate them up to a point where they can confront freedom. Now, this is very pertinent, what I'm talking to you about. It has to do with individual preclairs. You're using processes today which will free a person faster than he'll find out. Now, we've at last exceeded that ratio. We take somebody out here who has absolutely no background whatsoever or knowingness about life, and we process him up to a point where he can confront lots of motion. What's going to happen to him? What's going to happen to him now? That's a real bum show. The guy will go into motion, push himself back in again. That's the least that'll happen. He won't necessarily be disorderly. He won't be dangerous to the community. He won't do any of these things. He'll feel a lot better. He'll so what? But the automatic action of clearing, only carried on so far, at the level you're doing it right now, puts the man into action without giving him a basic education. It doesn't show him anything he can help. What do you think happened to the first clears I made? Well, that's what happened to him. They went over the hills and far away. I hear from them once in a while. But they didn't know there was anything or anything to help or anybody to help them or how to go about it. They didn't know there was any more data. Most of them didn't even know my name. And once in a while, somebody picks up a book off a book stand or something like that and says, well, for God's sakes, that was who that guy was. They write me a letter and say so. Well, now, this doesn't threaten any danger to you or to society, but it does pose an interesting problem. It poses the problem of turning people loose without compasses, knapsacks, anything. No road maps, nothing. It says, there you are, you're loose. Now, this guy going to figure it all out in the next month? Oh, no, he's not. Taking me 30 years. He's not going to figure it out in the next month. Taking me 30 years with a lot of help. He doesn't know there's really any stable data along the line. Therefore, I'm going to ask you to do something. This has nothing to do with the economics of central organizations. I don't care whether they're trained here, there, or any place, or ever certified. And for God's sakes, get them trained. The only thing you can do is train them as auditors. That's your best and most fundamental discipline. Train them to be a good auditor. And at the same time, they come up the line to clear. If they come up the line to mess clear with good training, we're not trying to enforce datum on them. That data's true. It's got us here. Why, it'll get him there, don't you see? And he'll be able then to grow up with his state. Got the idea? Mm-hmm. He can grow up with the state he has achieved. It's both educational and subjective freedom. Both of those things go together. And it'll make a smooth bridge. Otherwise, you're going to have some wild whirling dervishes out here. You're going to say, well, let's see. Gee, I feel good. What we ought to do is start a government. Ought to hang everybody that does wrong. That's a new idea. And this bird who knows nothing of overt motivator sequences has no real subjective reality except the fact that when he figured out the auditor asking him to think of what he did to people, but there was something else really that freed it up, it couldn't have been that. Why, that fellow can then be clear and be a success. And remember, there's two different things. They're two different things. Being clear is simply a state of increased freedom. It is an increased ability to understand. The guy'd make it eventually, but why let him fall on his head for 5 or 10 years, or forever? It's not very kind. The thing to do, and I ask you to do, that when you bring somebody up toward the level of mess clear and so forth, let's just start telling him, all right, let's get trained now. Not this business, go read a book, you know, but get trained. Get trained with good discipline. Get trained with good 8C. Get trained with some reality of results. Because I'll tell you frankly, non-auditors don't succeed in the society very well. I don't care what they're doing. It's another discipline. It's another track. It's a track that has discipline. It's a track that has orientation. And it gives him back some stable data, for the stable data he's lost. He'll want something. All right, as you push him on up the line, why, in view of the fact that we don't teach him any of these things under duress, in any way, shape, or form, there's no real duress employed, he can handle it from an oriented viewpoint. And therefore, he'll create far less confusion for himself and anybody else. It isn't in any way, shape, or form that it clears dangerous. They're not. But I'm tired of seeing them come up to clear, not understand anything about what it's all about, and fall on their heads. And I've been watching this now for about 13 years, and it's about time I did something about it and said something about it. So you'll do us all a very great favor if you start putting the thumb screws on somebody. He's getting up there, he's got a real floppy needle, and he's an insurance executive of one character or another, and he's going to go back now to the insurance company, and he knows what to do to those salesmen. He'll think of one of two things, either put them under heavy duress, some kind or another, or get them processed. Well, that's all right. Let's get them all processed. That's fine, that's fine. Let's go ahead and process them, but let's get that man trained, okay? Now, if he is trained not to be a professional practitioner, but if he is trained in order to confront and handle people and have some understanding of life and have a director of training at least saying, You just better go back over those axioms again. Just a few more times. I think you've missed the first 55. And if we have a circumstance, if we have a circumstance where this man has got to resolve some problems that have to do with other people, he'll resolve them as an auditor, not as an autocrat. And he won't go in for the short-term advantage of introversion, punishment, duress, just to get something done because he feels the means justifies the end. The means have been justifying the end on this, in this universe for a very, very long time, and we're at the end of it. The end has finally arrived. There are no justifications for duress, implantation, fear, and so forth. Those activities which do not enlist men's understanding do not enlist their willingness or cooperation. And you can process a fellow mechanically an awfully long way, and he would find most of these things out eventually if he were processed long enough and far enough and so forth. They'd all fall into his lap. But you're not going to process him that long. You'll process him up somewhere in the vicinity of Clear, somewhere like that. And you'll say, go thou, and, well, just go. And the fellow says, go where? Go what? Go how? All right. Now, that's my overt of 1947, 48, 49. Okay? So I'm talking from the depth of experience. These guys have all been relatively successful. They have been happy. They haven't fallen on their heads in any way, don't you see? Nothing has happened to them that's bad or upsetting particularly. Everything that's happened to them is pretty good, and it's all fine. And look, if they'd known what they were doing, they would have changed the society they were living in at that time. Any 10 of them. See, just 10 of them would have changed it all. They would have made it better in all directions. But none of them were running by any known material. None of them were running on any stable datum particularly. They relatively fell back on the first dynamic because they couldn't see any further than that. So I've already had the experience of doing that, and I'm asking you now, if you get somebody up in the vicinity of Mess Clear, start saying, all right, boy, all right, miss, you're doing so well that you had better get some training. Right about this time, they'll be feeling a little bit adrift about some things in life, and they normally think that's a pretty good idea. You say you want some training in handling people and some training in what it's all about. And if that training later on seems to you to be antipathetic or something like that, you can see how fast you can get rid of it. We can process it out faster than we can lay it in, practically. But if we do that, we'll have a very strong forward movement on the third and fourth dynamics. And if we don't do that, we'll keep floundering on the third and fourth dynamics from here on out. And I just don't like all this floundering. I'll swim in a swamp if I have to, but not from choice. We've got an opportunity here to stop swimming in the swamp. So will you help us make that available as a solution? Okay? Thank you.